gonna turn to the one next to you and tell him, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second, and put him first. You trusted friends, thought they had your back. And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Brandy Pyburn Smith, your host with Sisterhood Through God's Plan Incorporated. I wanted to come on briefly this morning and just give you an encouraging word for such a time as this. Although this COVID-19 has really put a hard devastation on our lives, I pray that God continues to cover us as a nation. There is no explanation when it comes to what God is doing, because God doesn't require us to know. He just does what he does, and we just have to accept it. But what I want to share with you is that God doesn't do anything without a purpose or a plan. So I pray that today I say something to you that may encourage you to survive during a thunderstorm, even when it's hailing. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And that's good news on today, because right now we feel like we have been forsaken. We are losing loved ones. We are losing people by thousands. I mean, it is just unbelievable how many people have been taken out of this world from a virus. A virus that there's no vaccine for. But the encouraging thing is that we know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And that's hope, that's power, because if you are anchored in the Lord, then you know you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to worry about, because God is going to make sure that he takes care of all your needs. Well, what about those that have lost their lives? They're not exempt. They're not exempt. But I do believe that God is taking care of them. God has covered them, because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And listen, in order for you to be present with the Lord, you have to know him. You have to be able to stand with God through the toughest storms in your life. And this is a tough storm that we're in right now. And I'm just telling you to have courage. Activate your Wi-Fi. Connect to the living source. Because God is the only one that's going to see us through this thing. Trump can't do it. The governors can't do it. It's all God. And when it's all God, that's all we need. I went further into studying Psalms 107:29, where he says, he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted. That means that nothing is greater than God. God will be pleased when we are in well-doing and showing God the pride or respect that God deserves. This is his world. It's not ours. But we can't get through anything without the love of God before us, and even more so on us. So how are you going to survive in a thunderstorm, even when it's hailing? You survive by your faith. You survive by the knowledge of God. You survive by studying your word. You survive by praying. You survive by seeking God's face. You survive by making God a priority in your storm. Only God can cover you in the midst of your storm. So the question is, will you choose to walk with God or will you choose to live without God? I pray on today that your choice is that you will walk with God all the way, not half the way, not some of the way, but all the way. Because this lesson is that we're supposed to learn that God is a man all by himself. He don't need our help, but we need the help of God. And in order for us to get the help of God, we've got to connect to the source. We've got to activate our Wi-Fi. We've got to strengthen our faith. We've got to strengthen our prayers. We've got to strengthen our communication with God. He's not an in-need God. He's an on-time God. And in order for God to be on time with this thing that is happening, look, you got to be in a place, in a position where you can call out to the Lord. Because he'll hear your cry. He'll hear your cry. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 says, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." That is encouragement on today. God wants to see us through, but yeah, we can't see God if we blinded. And we blinded by the distractions that are going on in the world. You've got to see God's face. And the only way that you see that is being connected to him, walking with him, aligning with him, being positioned by him according to God's purposes and God's plan. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm just here to share the word with you that this is good news on today. There is hope for today. There is hope for tomorrow. There is hope for the future. But are you connecting to the source in the midst of a thunderstorm, even when it's hailing? I pray that God continues to give you strength. God continues to lift you up. God continues to encourage you. God continues to cover you. Because this is something that is unexpected, and we don't know how to deal with it. But we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And I am just telling you, if you love God like you say you love God, pray. Connect to the source. Activate your Wi-Fi. When in need, faith is possible. Activate your Wi-Fi. We connect to everything else in the world, but we refuse to connect to the source. The source is what's going to see us through. Pray your way out of this. Pray your way out of this. Put God before you. Put God before you. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen to your name, God. Praise him. Praise your way through. When you have nothing left, praise your way through. This is not a time to be sad. This is not a time to be in doubt. This is not a time to be in fear. This is a time to praise your way through. You are about to survive the thunderstorm, even with the hail that is falling amongst you. Glory to your name, God. I just magnify and thank you on today, God, because if it was not for you, if it was not for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, where would we be? Y'all listen. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a sinner man that he should repent. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. You take that good news on today, and you pick your head up, and you walk with faith, connecting yourself to the source, activating your Wi-Fi, being still in the Lord. You can't handle it on your own. Rest and abide in the Lord, and watch what God does. Watch what God does. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and God wants submission. We've got to submit, and the only way that we're going to submit is by connecting to the source. I pray that I have said something on today that encourages you, that empowers you, that motivates you to get in a position where God can use you to his fullest advantage. It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. Amen. God bless you all on today. I pray and encourage your strength. Walk in faith, knowing that God is before you. God bless you all. Battle through the night, cause you're going to win the fight.